first of that. Remember that? That stick touched their heart. That's why they changed, not their hand. So, even you, when you take out that stick from a fellow, a peer, what will happen? If you take away the stick of an old man, he will be really upset because he needs that to walk. You shouldn't take that. Then everything could go boom. Yes.
We have come to know we are not this body. Beyond the body, we are living through God.
This is what we are talking about. We here talked about it again and again to explain that I am not this body. This body is the animal, is the machine, right? I'm driving this machine. I'm the owner of this. This is my body, this is my brain, that's my logic, all of that. Who am I? I'm not the body, I'm the spirit. We understood this, that beyond this, I have a life. Do I or don't? Do you understand it or not? Anybody? Reaction? Nothing. Are you sleeping?
No.
Are you awake?
Yes.
Did you get it? What am I talking about?
I think I might have got it, but I'm not never sure.
And how do I know?
I might never know.
We have a life. Talk about my life.
Great gift.
What is my life?
The biggest gift.
This is the same stuff. I'm trying to be polite here because I'm going to be impolite because Rumi will be impolite. Don't worry about it. I try to be polite here. Okay, the stuff that you say is the gift is the same thing if you talk about life of a cow or a cat. That's why you don't get my question. What is my life? This is the point. You have to understand this. I don't know how to make you understand this simple stuff. I have two lives. One of my life had started when a man slept with my mom. Hopefully my father. I don't know. That's my animal life, which will end the day I will die. Period. This is definition of the life of every animal and this animal. But I have another life. What is this? This is the life of Rumi, and it's going on. And he knew it. And he's working for this. When he's writing this, when he's teaching all of this, he's as old as I am. Which in that time is very old. Yeah, 600 years ago, he's more than 70. We are at the final years of his life. Why is he spending his entire life to explain this? Anyone? Go and read the beginning of book 6. In the first paragraph he explains it. He will say, listen, you silly people, I'm not telling you all of this because I hope you get it. I don't give a damn if you get it or not. Because that getting it is not my problem. I love to say this because this is the meaning of my life. I'm living with it. Isn't it? Nelson Mandela is he really dead? His cultural personality is finished? That's what I'm talking about. We have two lives. One is the animal one, everybody understands. The other one is the cultural one. I bring it cultural. In Rumi's time, they'll say spiritual, blah, blah, blah. Now, cultural, you understand the culture. It's the stuff, isn't it? Which is forming me, which is changing me, which is helping me to understand myself. You see what I'm talking about? And none of these goes to those animals, does it? This is the subject. This is what he wants you to understand here. He will say, we understood that we are not this body. Beyond this existence, we live with the just and justice and the truth and the true. Isn't it? This is the life of Rumi. We could see it after 600 years. He is still alive because this is the life of a human being. Life of a human being is not the subject of the physical existence. Now we have one of our scientists, physical existence, he has nothing. He even talks with the help of the machine. But it changed a bit. Anybody says that, Albert Einstein was strong, he is not. We're not talking about the body. This is what you should get. We are talking about your real life, which is the meaning of your life. What does it mean? None of us have seen Nelson Mandela. And I always talk about it because I know it. We read it. We even try to follow it, to take lesson from that stuff. This is what he wants to explain. So he brought it in this very bad, sexual, extreme, ugly words of that, to make it stick in your head. You cannot forget it. If you are good students and after the class you talk about it, I remember we talked about this. Listen, what a story. The son of a gun, he went to do this and blah, blah, blah. And he turned it around. Yes, that doesn't matter. Because that son of a gun who went and he did that, he is nobody. And we don't even care if he's alive or dead. In our story, we didn't even pay attention that, okay, they should call the police, right? No, forget it. It was all for this, for you to understand the real life of a human being is the meaning of the life of that human being, which is in what I always said, I don't care what you think, but I care about what you do, because your deed influences and inspires and does a lot of good or bad stuff to the humanity, to the culture. Because where is the culture? Where is this culture? This culture is in we. Yeah. If something happens, let's say tonight, one stone, and from these 8 billion people, a lot of them will die, 1 million will remain. What will happen? Forget the culture. Culture will not be the same. That few people could not carry the culture that we have now, with all the questions and all the explanations and theories and blah, blah, blah. You see what it is? That's what it is. Nobody could claim that it's mine. Even to say, a piece of it is mine, because this scientist that I love very much, whatever he knows, he learned, he went to the school, college, university, got PhD. What all this means? Getting, absorbing something when you go to the school, they give you something. You don't give anything over there. They give you something, right? All that will build up the humanity. So you should always pay attention to that. I am not my biological existence. In addition to the biological existence, I am my cultural existence, my spiritual existence. Whatever you want to name it, that stuff which is beyond the logic. This is the trick. Yes.
Oh, blessed is he.
This explanation, did it make any sense to you? Does it make, does it mean anything to you? Yeah.
Oh, blessed is he that has recognized his essence and built a palace in everlasting security. A child weeps for walnuts and raisins. Those are very trifling things in the view of a reasonable man. In the spirit's view, the body is walnuts and raisins. How should a child attain to the knowledge possessed by men?
Okay, you made another example. Everybody will understand this. The children, give them the little stuff to eat. Today we should say chocolate, right? Mm-hmm. In Rumi's time, chocolate doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. No. What the children will get is the dry fruit. The only thing that was available, right? He brings that example that everybody understands. Listen, if a child, you give it a little bit of this stuff, the child is happy. Take it away, he will cry. And as a grown-up, you look at it and you will see, that's simple. See, that simple stuff, where is coming from, that simple stuff? That simple stuff is the animal stuff. This is a child. He hasn't learned anything yet. He will grow up and someday he doesn't care about that a little bit of gadget to chew. He cares about the real subjects, yes?
Whoever is veiled is really a child. The man is he who is beyond uncertainty. If being a man is about beard and nuts, every he-goat has a beard and plenty of hair.
Okay. Before going back to the story of Julie, he said something, I don't know how. How did you get it? He said, listen, do you remember? I talked about it a lot. The fellow who doesn't understand the self here, so he is sort of like a child. He's a blind fellow. You should understand what you are. Right? Said, okay, let's go back to this Jew. And all that conversation, if the goodness and the humanity is on that pubic hair, look at the animals, they have more. What do you say then? Yes?
That goat is a bad leader. He is taking his followers quickly along to the butcher. He has combed his beard, saying, I am the foremost. Thou art the foremost, but in the direction of death and anguish.
This is something that you don't think about it. But in Rumi's time, they think about it because they see the animal and how they are killed and how they are consumed and blah, blah, all of that. So he will bring the example here. He will say, if you want to follow the animal is so stupid that voluntarily will go to the killer and will say, I'm the champion. I'm the first one to arrive. And he doesn't understand that you are right.